Juana Paredes is a farm worker who lives in Fresno. A couple days ago, she took her daughter and niece with her to the Mosqueda Community Center and joined others in a rally to stop Fresno County from dismantling a program that offers health care to undocumented residents.
La salud es un derecho humano.
Sitting in the front row, Paredes says she showed up because she has a clear message to Fresno County. Continue health care services for the undocumented.
The people that are thinking of excluding undocumented should think twice because there are many undocumented families and many kids who need the program.
After 30 years, Fresno County may no longer provide specialty care for undocumented residents through its Medically Indigent Service Program. Paredes says if that's the case, she wouldn't know where to turn for help.
Oh no, that means I would no longer have help when it comes to my health.
Last year, the county asked a judge to dissolve an order from 1984 that requires the county to provide health care services for its undocumented population. Officials say they simply can't afford to continue the services because of health funding cuts from the state. And in April, a judge ruled that the county is no longer required to offer these services to the undocumented. County officials say an estimated 6,000 people who are undocumented currently use these services. Now, Assemblymember Henry T. Perea, who represents Fresno, is offering the county a possible short-term solution. Perea negotiated a deal to defer the county's payment of $5.5 million for road funds to the state, but with some strings attached.
What we did in the budget is said, okay, look, the state will defer county's payment of that $5 million for the next 5 years. What we want is for 1 year for the county to use those funds to continue the MISP program so that the underserved can continue to receive health care.
He says these funds would cover the gap when it comes to specialty care, such as cancer treatment or other critical needs.
Undocumented farm worker goes to the emergency room and it turns out that this farm worker has a serious issue that needs to be dealt with, a medical issue. The specialty care funds are there to help offset those medical costs.
Now the county has to figure out the next step. Later today, the county will look at two options. They could either accept the money and leave the program as it is, or they could reject the $5.5 million, leaving undocumented residents out on the street without specialty health care. If the county does change the eligibility of the program, it would allow the county to end its long-running contract with Community Regional Medical Center. It works something like this. The county pays the hospital a fixed amount of about $21 million per year. And the hospital says the program costs much more than that. According to county officials, Assemblymember Perea's deal doesn't provide enough money to continue these services. The annual cost of providing program services to the undocumented through the hospital could cost up to $30 million. I contacted the offices of all five county supervisors. The only supervisor who agreed to talk was Assemblymember Perea's father, Supervisor Henry Perea. He says the county should accept the deal.
In my head, it should be an easy one. You know, let's take the money and let's provide health care like we should be.
Supervisor Perea says a person's immigration status shouldn't be used to exclude people from receiving any type of health care.
When people get sick, you can't turn your backs on them. To me, it's just a fundamental right of human rights, doing the right thing by people and not taking advantage of them and thinking they don't exist.
Activist Sandra Celedon Castro with Building Healthy Communities says Fresno County should take the offer.
But we hope again that the board has heard the message loud and clear from the community, from over 1,000 folks that have spoken to them at one point or another, that are urging them to, one, take the $5.5 million, and two, continue the program and extend it to undocumented Fresnans so that we all have health care.
Castro points out that the supervisors in their chamber have a huge banner highlighting the wealth that agriculture brings into the region.
It's really hypocritical to say we care about farm workers and we care about farmers, but not when it comes to their health.
Supervisor Perea is against eliminating health care services to the undocumented. He says if the county were to accept the agreement, its obligation to continue services is only until that money runs out.
There are some people that are saying this $5 million really isn't $5 million. It's going to be a $5 million obligation that we're going to have for the next 5 years.
He says that's not the case.
Our job is making sure that supervisors that are going to make the decision understand the fact that, no, this is $5.5 million, one-time use money. We're going to use it till it runs out. Hopefully it'll last at least a year while we figure out the long-term solution.
Assemblymember Perea says they're debating a possible solution at the state level, but nothing is guaranteed.
In the event something doesn't move forward statewide, then we have to take a hard look at what we can do locally.
Juana Paredes, the farm worker in Fresno, is a bit nervous about the future.
The undocumented people are the ones that suffer the most because we don't have papers, we often don't go to the doctor.
She says the undocumented community needs to stay strong.
We all need to unite.
The Fresno County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to discuss this topic and hold a public hearing later today. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.